This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the DJ Diaries with Lara Pradelska, myself, and DJ Lara Fraser. And we're so excited to have our first couple here, a couple DJ called Sun Anna.
Hi, guys. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you for having us. Oh,
thank you for coming on. I know it was super late notice, so we are really, really blessed to have you here. We do a quick fire session when we have our DJs on to get to know them in a really fast-paced way. So the rules are you have to answer very quickly and very honestly.
Okay. I'll start. CDJs or vinyl?
CDJs.
How come?
Because I feel like when there are two of us, we have more creativity with them. My bags aren't big enough to carry all the vinyls.
Right.
Help me here, babes. Come on.
Yeah. Also, I mean, CDJs are everywhere.
Yeah.
Almost. So it's, it makes things easier.
Yes.
Did you start out on vinyl?
No, actually, I didn't, because when I started to DJ, it was starting to be the end of the vinyls. In a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I won't go in something that actually won't really last forever or will be not the trend. So I thought myself it's better if I go, because it was CDs at the time, you know? So I thought
and
it would
tape,
be.
You DJed on tape.
No!
Yay! Yeah.
What does that even consist of? How do you DJ on tape?
Oh, right, it's just.
Yeah.
Okay, just the same.
Right. I'm a 90s baby, all right?
No, but that's just the same. That was like really like at the beginning when I was like trying. I mean, I didn't do that in clubs, of course, but just like more to like try and have fun with friends. But what is crazy is the first time I did. We organized like with two friends, we organized like private parties. I mean, we were hiring like a venue, you know, and just have fun. Mm. And we didn't have equipment, so actually, we have like DVD, you know, DVD players.
No,
and there is a massive delay, you know,
amazing.
And
but
that was
that
so
would have
funny.
Taken skill though,
amazing.
Yeah, that was so funny, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
House or hip hop?
Oh, that's a complicated
I'm gonna say house.
Yeah, I would say like hip hop, but not new hip hop. I mean, I love hip hop. I starting with the hip hop, so I love hip hop so much.
Give us a couple of your favorite old school hip hop.
So, as a French, I love IAM. I love Oxmo Puccino, MC Solar. Yes.
You're speaking to Lao Soul, by the way.
Yeah, I love it.
Amazing live. I mean, I didn't understand anything that was going on because obviously I'm English, but we saw IAM. Where did we see them? At Brixton.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It was eye opening for me. I mean, they are.
Yeah,
amazing.
I am is like, it was my first inspiration. Like,
yeah.
It's incredible. And after, I love all, I mean, honestly, Dr. Dre, Timbaland, everything they do, everything they produce is just incredible.
But that's kind of where our sound came from, isn't it? The mixture of the house and the kind of hip hop Latin. That's why we sort of moved into the Latin house.
It's one of the things that I love most about your Instagram, which we're obviously going to put up the handles, is that you guys are such a great couple and you do these amazing videos where you just mix everything together and it's two genres. It's a man and a woman and it's just
It really
so,
works. Yeah.
It works so, so well. So quick fire question. How did you meet and how did you become DJs together?
So we met DJing, obviously.
In a club?
In a club, yes.
Ooh. Sober?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't actually drink.
Good.
I mean, you don't drink either.
Not a lot.
I mean,
like,
I'm
a little bit
sober.
Both.
Yeah. You might, you know.
Yeah.
I have a shot of green tea every now and then.
Not a shot of green tea.
But yeah, so we met DJing. And then we were just like, I mean, it sounds so cheesy, but we were pretty much just like best friends from kind of our first date.
Yeah, we connected like really like instantly. But what's funny is like we connected in a, like in a friend, really friend way, actually, before anything else. Like, so that I think that was also really, really great for us, is that there was like a friendship, like instantly from the first time there was like, like a friend connection, you know.
And the plan wasn't to DJ together. Like, our first gig that we did together was, it was New Year's Eve 2016.
Yeah.
Our first one together, which was super fun. And then we just really enjoyed it. And then started DJing together more, started producing together.
I love that. Day parties or raves?
Oh, raves.
Yeah, how about like a day party rave? You could like Morning Gloryville.
All right, okay.
We're actually going to talk about that later because I love that you're a sober DJ and we're going to get into it. But back to a quick fire, Lara, what we got?
The one song that will get everyone on the dance floor straight away.
Let's get loud, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Dança Kuduro.
Which one?
Dança Kuduro.
Okay, all right. And I love that through these questions, we're seeing like your slightly different styles, but it works so well.
Worst gig ever, I've got to ask. And you don't have to name it, just what happened.
Yes.
Whoa, that's a good one.
I mean, there was one that we turned up to where like there was no equipment. Do you remember that? We had to go like all the way back. We had to get all of our equipment in suitcases. It was for a special event day. So let's just say there were like no trains, no buses. Then we got there, like didn't even work. Do you remember that was a disaster?
I have a worse one.
What you
ready?
Oh, also someone pulling the plug out. That was awful.
During your set.
They tripped over the cable.
Yeah.
And it came out of the wall.
No, but we did. Awkward. We organized a private event.
Oh, no.
And like already, it was a bit difficult to have like people. We did everything we can.
We did it in January. Who does it in January?
No one's here in January.
Hang on.
Sorry.
10 minutes before I started, there was a snow.
Oh my God.
Snowstorm.
Snowstorm. Yeah.
Did anyone come?
The photographer came. So we got some friends.
Friends.
Okay.
And so that was great. Our friends came, you know? But
what's your biggest pet peeve as a DJ?
Yeah, like when someone like
requests
but just a request. You're just like, seriously, did you have been there during the party or not? Because it's like so like out of it.
I think
just
general rudeness. I mean, I was DJing somewhere a few weeks ago and this guy came up to me and like shoved his phone in my face and it had a message on it and I read it because I thought it would be a request. And it said he wanted me to play hip hop and I was playing house music and it just said, anyone can be a fake DJ.
Anyone can be a fake DJ.
And I looked at him and he was just like, well, you're playing house music.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
But he just...
Actually, it was the other way around. That's what it was. Because I remember thinking, actually, because that's what it was. Yeah, I was doing open format and it was more like hip hop and I wasn't playing any remixes because the venue wasn't allowed. And he wanted me to play house. And I remember thinking, you know, actually playing sort of hip hop with all the tempo changes arguably is quite difficult. But anyway, I kept my sass within me.
I just kind of looked at him
and then he tried to show me another message. And I said, I don't want to see your negativity. And then he was like, oh, I respect you.
Oh, that's like, really respectful. Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys, you also DJ separately as well as a duo. So I want to ask each of you what your favorite set of your partner's has been. So which one was the most enjoyable for you to go and watch?
Oh, that's a nice one.
So I've got one. I think the first time I saw you play in France for was the brand again?
Freegun.
Amazing. Yeah, you were just incredible because also Sun, he gets on the mic. He's a excellent MC. He was like dancing on the desk.
It was so cool.
Yeah, that was an amazing party. That was probably about 2017, probably.
Yeah, something like that. So for me, actually, so the first time I saw you doing like an open format, I was really impressed. It was you were playing at Quaglino's.
Oh, I love Quaglino's.
Oh, that was in the early
Yeah, that was amazing. But I have to say also, she did like recently a set at 12 Knot. You know, the venue in Sea Containers, like playing like disco house music. And honestly, I was impressed by the quality and also the technique of mix. It was like so, it looked like it was like a, almost you could say, yeah, are you really DJing? Because it looks like so clean and so perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've got
amazing.
To say, Lara and I are also a DJ couple. We're not a real life couple, even though some people think we're wives. Yeah. Aww. Some people think we're either married together because we call each other wife, or we are one person, which is also really funny. But I get
Lara a lot and she gets Lara a lot.
Yeah, so it's really funny for us. But what Lara and I, the secret to our little success is that we complement each other, and our arguments last less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
For me, working with a boyfriend or a partner has thus far not been possible. What about you, Lara? Because,
no, I mean, I find it difficult working with romantic partners.
Correct.
So I guess what is so interesting is how do you integrate or even separate your work life and your home life? Because it is high intensity and often stressful. Mm. A lot of people don't realize how stressful DJ sets can be. Especially if they're in front of a lot of people, the organization behind it, and you know, you guys are quite seamless now working together, but things can go wrong. So how do you guys separate the two?
So, I mean, it's the same for us. I mean, we never have arguments. I think both. Well, I mean, I hate confrontation and you're just not argumentative. So we just don't really have arguments. It never happens.
I know.
Can I marry you?
Do you want a quadruple?
We could do that.
Interesting.
But I think in terms of like kind of like the practicality of things, we do like have our defined roles. So, for example, with the production, I kind of tend to do, because I come from a classical background, I do the composing, all of that kind of stuff. And then you are amazing at kind of like the music production side, because you've done a lot of remixes and all of that kind of stuff. So then you do that.
Yeah.
And we trust each other on that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing. Yeah. That we trust each other.
Yeah. And I think a really important thing also, it's so simple, but with DJing also, we have like a rule in the gig when you're in like the heat of the moment. If we see the other one has like selected a track and the other person doesn't think they should play it, we just say, not that one. And there's no judgment, no question.
We never argue that.
It's
we just
fine.
Like, it's
fine. Like, okay, there's for some reason, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes
I'm you make that?
David.
Sorry, did you make that rule separately, or that was an understanding that you just came on the thing? Was it something like, okay, let's just, if the other person's saying that, it's out of the best interest?
Yeah, we actually said it.
Yeah,
we actually
said
to ourselves, yeah, okay, we should have these rules like that. It's easy.
Fine,
but apart from that, I mean, again, it's like we trust each other. Mm. And we respect each other. So because of that, we know that if the other one wants to do this way and really like convince about it, is that there is a reason, and we respect that.
That's really nice.
That's really
way
nice
to hear.
One of our quick fire questions to some of our DJs is whether they prefer to smoke weed or whether they prefer edibles. I respect the fact that you're sober. In fact, I love it.
I'm not.
he doesn't smoke weed.
He doesn't do it, but it is a question. And I also have to say, more and more DJs are actually sober today.
Yeah.
More DJs that I know are sober than they're not, because it's not sustainable anymore.
But
and
more than anything, do you have a ritual then that you do?
Correct.
Yeah.
A ritual.
Or something that gets you
something
in the right mood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's something specifically that we do before a gig.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think during the week, we both have routines that we stick to. So for example, I've relatively recently got into yin yoga, partly also because I'm so bad at normal yoga, so I can't really do the stretches. So with yin, it's more lying down, gentle stretches.
What is yin yoga?
So yin yoga is like basically where you hold the poses for 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bit more sort of static.
That's my favorite too.
I love it.
I love it.
The gong
it's
and
my
the
favorite.
Sound.
You'd have to be very strong, no?
No, because the poses can be really easy,
right? You can use bolsters, any props.
Yeah, anything you want.
I have all the props.
Oh, okay, this sounds like my type of yoga.
Honestly, I'm obsessed.
I'll probably just be napping.
People do fall asleep and it's a bit like
and I think that's quite accepted, right? From what I understand.
You get to know the snorers in the class.
Yeah,
so now
totally.
I make sure I'm on the other side.
Oh, no.
I find that has really helped like my mental state, just to keep more kind of grounded and calm during the week. And then if anything happens, it doesn't knock me so much. You're really into meditation, aren't you?
Yeah. I love meditation.
What kind of meditation, if I may ask, or anything?
Guided meditation or not, you know, just not long, like 10, 15 minutes, if possible every day. I'm not doing it every day because, you know, sometimes life is not always the same.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do like every day at least 10, 15 minutes because it's so good to take... The fact that you take the time for yourself, it actually sets you up for the day. You know, you feel like more, I don't know how you say that, like calm and centered, yeah.
Interesting. Is there something, there seems to be, like I said, it's a saturated market and it's a great market. And I'm always, you know, I'm also sort of new-ish to the game, if you will. Do you find that there is a massive difference between the major DJs that have the crazy residencies and other DJs, or do you
skill wise,
and also do you think that's fair?
Okay,
I think it varies. You know, I think sometimes there are people in like massive residencies who are incredible and are really skilled, and then sometimes there are people who aren't in massive residencies who are just as skilled, if maybe not more skilled. I think with anything, it's a question of what opportunity came along at what time, bit of who knows who.
And also,
I think it's also the important thing also with the industry is it's not just about the skills. It's also about like how you work with people, whether people want to work with you, how nice you are to work with, if you're a team player or not. Like, we personally think it's really important to be a team player in the music industry, because sometimes it can be quite dog eat dog and there's not much support going around. And just a little repost or a comment or, you know, anything, just even just saying to a DJ, oh, really loved your set, it can make such a huge difference.
Totally agree.
And I think that kind of thing also, if you're looking to kind of break into the industry, like, just be nice to people and you'll find that people want to work with you and you will grow.
And often we have noticed that people that actually are superstar DJs and really like in a high level, they're often more friendly and more supportive than other DJs that are not at their level. Yeah.
But isn't that in life? Know? I've always found the people that are really, really successful are often more gracious and a lot easier to work with. But kind of going off the back of Laura's question, you guys have set up an amazing online presence. Your live streams have had so many views and you make these amazing Instagram, TikTok. Firstly, I wanted to ask, what's your preferred social media to use? And secondly, I wanted to ask, how important do you think as a DJ now it is to use these online mechanisms?
So I think Instagram probably is our main one, just because that's one that we've been focusing most on. It's hard to focus on all of them. We're trying with TikTok, but it's a challenge. but Instagram, So I think it's really important. I mean, for Instagram, I know there are lots of frustrations around it at the moment in terms of it turning into like a video sharing app. It's really hard. It's so hard to grow now. I mean, everyone is losing followers. But I think with Instagram, what we really got out of it was connecting with other DJs. So as producers, we've actually, I would say almost all of our collabs on tracks have come from connecting with people on Instagram. You know, we're like, literally, we need to start asking for people's numbers because it's just DMing all the time.
But it's kind of accepted to, I want to say, slide into the DMs, but like, you know, really of other people in your industry. I think the platform literally shows everything that they're doing and whether you are compatible like that.
Yeah.
And do you find you've got a lot of work from Instagram?
Yeah. I'm not sure about gigs. I don't know if we've got a lot of gigs from Instagram. That tends to be more face-to-face contact with people. But definitely the production side of things. And I mean, our management, we've started working with the brilliant management, Origami Management. We connected with them. I mean, it would have been on Instagram, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
years ago. Yeah,
a lot of the contacts we had with them was...
was how we first connected. So,
do you guys still do club nights?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All the time.
You're like, yeah.
I've always found club nights challenging because they're long sets and the payment can vary at times.
Yeah.
Is that your experience?
Personally, it's what I love the most.
It's what you love the most. Yeah. Great.
Playing in clubs is amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. we did one. I mean, it's a very bougie club night, the one I'm going to mention. It's not like a traditional club night. But we did Glitzy Von Jagger's Disco Blouse on Saturday.
Oh, We've done that. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. We've done it a few times now.
Please can you let us know when you do the next
one.
Yeah,
we want to come. I mean, honestly,
we loved it so
anybody much. Looking for a good party in London, I just feel like it's the perfect mix between that kind of like, I don't know, that creativity that you get at club nights, all the individuality, great music. It's such a community. It's so positive. And I just feel like if more London club nights were like that, the better.
Right. Well, we are totally going to be there next time.
Yes, absolutely.
So before we have to finish up, I have to go into, you guys are producers and you've produced some amazing songs that have been supported by some really, really big acts. Dare I say, David Guetta, Lost Frequencies. Can you go into a little bit about how that experience came about?
Yeah, so I mean, just like I mean any other producers, we just release the tracks and then sometimes we get a notification on our Songstats ad app that they've been supported by someone big, which
so
is
explain
just
explain what that
so
is
basically,
for someone like
so it's an app called Songstats and it's basically where if you're played by a DJ, if you're added to their Spotify playlist,
if they go on 1001 track list,
if you get in the charts of iTunes anywhere in the world, whatever, it sends you like a notification. So it's quite nice. So when you have a release, you keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Also on Spotify artists, you can see if you have been put in add to another playlist. Yeah. When the playlist is is the owner of the playlist. So sometimes it's really interesting
and
to see.
Something that was so cool for our last track that we released, which was called More Loco with Mimo Errico, was that we got some support from Spotify editorial playlists.
Oh, amazing.
Which was
huge. The biggest boost that you can possibly get.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was good ones. So
yeah, so Operator, which I love, and New Music Friday.
And also Finds.
Fresh Finds.
Yeah.
All on the back of a lot of hard work. I do want to say that because I think this is what the DJ Diaries are about. That this, I know you guys for a long time. I mean, I've known you for a couple of years and you've actually helped me DJ, Anna. So I will never forget that. And I will say that, we had a lot. We had really, and I want to say that I'm just so excited for the success you're having. And it's all so well deserved in every single way. And I know you're going to be huge. And it's deeply appreciated that you take the time out to come and see Lara and I on the DJ Diaries and give us a bit of an insight what it's like as a couple to DJ. And also, more importantly, that it's completely possible to get along and be fine and have a great relationship and also not go crazy on the party but still have a great night DJing. So it's
very appreciated. Before we finish though, I just want to ask if you have any advice to give, because we like to ask our really successful DJs that come on this show, because a lot of people that are listening might want to get into the industry and don't know the exact path. So maybe if you could share a little bit about your experience or what you would, I guess, advise someone trying to get into DJing, production, all of that good stuff.
So what you have to know is like it's hard, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. And but it's worth it only if you do DJ or producing for the good reason. Mm-hmm. So if you for the good reasons, if you really love it, if you love music, if you love like sharing creativity with people, with your colleagues, with people you love, yes, go for it. It will be hard, but it will be amazing, and the journey will be incredible. That's the most important, is to be
I would also say like value the community, like if you know that is so important. If you have a little bit of success, don't then just trample on everyone else around you, you know. It's like in any job, just be nice to people, support people, enjoy it, enjoy building new relationships, making new friends, because at the end of the day that's what really matters.
Music it's to have all the people together.
Universal.
So if you do music, you have to accept that you are part of it.
Yeah,
you
know, I completely agree. That's
what can
really
we look
lovely.
Forward to in this? Well, what's coming up? Are we getting more videos on Instagram?
Yeah,
are we getting
some,
okay?
Some
good.
Exciting things. You know?
So we have some tracks coming out. We've got "Love Is the Answer" coming out on Nuns on Acid, which is really cool. Looking forward to that. That's coming out on the 12th of August. Yes. So it's probably already out. And then we've also got another track coming out in September, which we're so looking forward to.
Yes.
We wrote it with our friend Sam Straywood, who is a brilliant singer.
Incredible.
It's called Beautiful Together. So that's going to be awesome. And then we've also got some cool gigs.
Yes. We have the 15th of August. We have a gig at Bambouza Beach. It's between Saint-Tropez and Sarrafile in France. It's like with the private beach. It's like it's such a beautiful place. We're looking forward to go there. And we also have 2 dates in ADE in October for the Amsterdam
amazing.
Dance event.
Oh, amazing! DJ's heading over to
yes. I want to go.
Awesome.
It's such a massive vibe there. I went 2 years ago or something. Oh, actually, longer now. I'm getting older. Yeah. I had to correct myself. Lockdown has
That's 5 years.
Lockdown
years,
doesn't count.
All right. Do you know what? I'm not adding the years of lockdown to my life.
Guys, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
And just where can we find you on Instagram, socials? Let our listeners know.
At We Are Sunanna, S-U-N-A-N-A.
All right. Yeah. And we are so excited to go see you perform, hopefully at ADE, but somewhere soon. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you
from the
bottom of my heart. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Come on, get loose.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.